Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, show to Cameron and John Ritchie. Any day, every day, is a good day to talk some football with our next guest. Ron Jaworski, of course, Eagles quarterback for a decade. And in our hearts in Philadelphia sports now, going close to a, I'll tell you what, he's going to not be happy I'm going to say this, but close to a half a century. Jaws, does that mean you're getting a little old when I say half a century since you got to Philadelphia?
Joe, I'm in a very good mood today. This
wow.
team is Super Bowl bound, and then you're now you're trying to rip me, man. Come on.
No, I'm not ripping.
That's what I deal with every day, Jaws.
You're right.
I'm praising you, Jaws. You put your roots down here. We like that.
Hey, you got that right, my friend.
So, Jaws, you said something on Sunday, and I've been looking forward to talking to you since seeing you with Michael B and the gang postgame on NBC Sports Philly on Sunday. I know that you are not Mr. Hypothetical, and you are not Mr. Look Ahead. You are 1 week at a time guy, and of course that's how you were wired as a player.
But well, I was not Joe. I'm one play at a time.
There you go. But I was exactly right. But Jaws, I was really struck post game the other day. You basically laid it out. You know, 10 minutes after the Eagles won that game, you were like, "Eagles are going to the playoffs," which we all know. Eagles are going to win two playoff games, and they're going to play in the Super Bowl. And I never heard you get that far ahead of it before. Is that still what you're feeling, or did you get a little into the moment of such a thrilling win? And like, what are you thinking about that line of thinking right now?
Yo, even more so late Monday afternoon after I looked at the tape.
Wow.
We all thought that this game would be kind of a litmus test for the Eagles' physicality. You know, we talked about the double chin strap game and the snot knocker and all those things that, you know, are Tennessee Titan football. Now, that's how, you know, from Bill Belichick to Mike Vrabel, that filtered down to their team, that's how they want to play, a violent, physical football team. Well, quite honestly, we kicked their ass on both sides of the ball, down in the trenches. It was embarrassing if you're a Tennessee Titan fan, and a glorious day if you're an Eagle fan. It was that kind of game where we dominated. I'm telling you, dominated their lines on both sides. Now, granted, they have some injuries. Yeah, but, hey, so does everybody. It's that time here, everybody's hurt. But this Eagle team played great football. They were well-coached, well-disciplined, and, you know, Michael Clay and the special teams finally came around and made some plays, which we knew eventually they would. So, yeah, I felt really great after the game. I felt better after looking at the tape.
Wow. What was the biggest factor in was it just snot knocking in stopping the run? Did we do something schematically that helped us in that regard, Jaws?
Yes, of course. And I think this is where Jonathan Gannon did a great job. I mean, they almost knew what the Titans were running based on formation. And that first quarter, John, it was probably, eight and at times nine in the box. Now, Tennessee's not very creative. They just figured they can come up there and knock you off the ball. It didn't happen. Defensive line played tremendous. Linebackers were awesome. But I also thought, when you looked early in the game, the guys that got involved in stopping the run, it was Darius Slay, James Bradbury, Marcus Epps. The safeties and corners were making plays because they knew what they were running. Tight ends were blocking. They were firing the corners. They were firing the safeties and blowing Derrick Henry up before he can get to the line of scrimmage. I thought it was a really good design by Jonathan Gannon. They didn't have to blitz. They blitzed three times in the game.
Wow.
Times. That's it. You know why? Because our defensive line was mauling their offensive line, and they could not protect Ryan Tannehill. So why blitz? Why put the secondary at risk for big plays if you don't have to. I thought it was a great game plan.
That was beautiful. And I asked the question earlier to Shil Kapadia, was the pass rush more effective this week because we were better, or was it the offensive line we were facing was worse than what we'd faced in the past?
Yeah, I actually thought that their offensive line was dreadful. We played great. But, hey, that's whoever they put out there. You line up against you play and try to kick their butt, and we did.
Wow.
Jaws, a lot of conversation today about Odell Beckham. You know, there's a report from Pro Football Talk today that keep your eye on the Eagles, basically, you know, in a couple weeks if Beckham's still on
site. Don't say that.
Yeah, well, I don't want him. Give me your – so, Jaws, two questions. If you feel like he can play in January, meaning if the medical staff were to clear him, would you want him even if none of the Eagles receivers get injured, or would you want him if one of the prime receivers gets injured, or would you just not want him at all?
My knee-jerk reaction is I don't want him at all. I just said this is a Super Bowl contending team, and I think the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl, yes. Better than Buffalo, yes. Better than Kansas City. Cincinnati's coming on in the AFC. We are the best team in the NFC, and I think the best team in the NFL right now. Now, I don't know what's going to happen over the next 5 weeks, 6 weeks in playoffs and a bye week, blah, blah, blah. I don't know that. But right now, the way this team is playing, it's the best team. And I'm a big believer in culture. I'm a big believer in chemistry. And I think if you start bringing guys in the season late, you know, I was not for the Robert Quinn move at that time either. I think when you develop a camaraderie, a locker room, you start bringing outsiders in during the season, barring in injuries, things like that. You know, that happens, you know, so you got to be prepared for that. But just to bring in a player, and by the way, look what happened with Robert Quinn. He was very ineffective, and now he's on injured reserve, you know, because he's got a bad wheel. But anyway, I just believe when you develop that culture and chemistry, I don't like when you bring outsiders in to disrupt it. This receiving core is very, very good right now. Dallas Goedert will be back shortly. It's going to be even better. Look at Quez. He's making significant contributions now, and you don't see the dirty work he's doing by clearing the center fielder out and, you know, getting room for A.J. Brown, getting room for Devontae Smith, getting room for Dallas Goedert. And we finally got the running backs involved in the passing game last week, which also was very exciting for me.
What made the pass protection better this week against the Titans?
We're good. there's no doubt. This is a very good offensive line. You know, I don't want to gush. It seems like I'm gushing over this team because I am. It was probably their, as a group, their best performance because they could have run the ball if they wanted to. They could have thrown the ball if they wanted to. They could have literally have done, and I could have called plays and they would have put, 35, 40 points on the board. That's how good they were playing in this game. And the secondary for Tennessee, that's where you wanted to go. The Tennessee Titans have no pass rusher. They have zero pass rush. You know, so they couldn't go with a blitz if they tried to get pressure on Jalen because they would have got gashed in the secondary. So they did the best they could, and they probably played about as well as they can with the injuries they've had.
Wow. Well, looking ahead to this week, Jaws, how good are the Giants?
I'll give a little analysis. They're kind of where the Eagles were last year. They are playing their tails off for Brian Daboll. They are playing hard for Wink Martindale, their defensive coordinator, very creative in their blitz schemes. Yeah, they're not even close to the Eagles talent-wise, but they're playing hard. They're playing good red zone defense. You know, they're not turning the football over. Daniel Jones is careful. They're running the football. They're doing all the little things that you do when you build a program, much like I thought Nick did last year. And obviously, then you fill a couple holes in the offseason through the draft, and you get a team like the Eagles are right now. I think the Giants are doing it the right way. I don't think they have the firepower to beat us. But, hey, crazy things have happened in this league. Yeah. I still think we're superior to the New York Giants.
What's Daniel Jones's ceiling? How do you feel about him as a quarterback?
I actually liked him coming out of Duke. I thought he had a really good ceiling. I thought he would be terrific. You know, he has the mobility. He's rushed over 500 yards, so don't forget that. He's extended plays and really helped their pass protection, which is a good offensive line, but not even in the same discussion as the Eagles' offensive line. But it's a good offensive line. They have balance. They run pass balance. Daniel Jones has a big, strong arm. He's not making the mistakes. And look, Brian Daboll is – I know him very well. He grew up about 5 miles from me in West Seneca, New York, and I grew up in Lackawanna. In my days at ESPN, I spent a lot of time with Brian in interviews, and I know what he's about. He's about the basic fundamentals of football, and he understands how to coach and teach. And again, the key word there is teach. You know, think of Josh Allen when he came out of Wyoming. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. He's become one of the most accurate passers in the league because he's been coached in technique and how to throw the football up there in Buffalo. So you're seeing that with Daniel Jones. Brian Daboll knows how to coach and teach the quarterback position.
Jaws, is your antenna up on how the Cowboys seem like they're really coming on here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I said it weeks ago, that December 24th game on Christmas Eve, that's going to be a great football game. Got to go down there to Big D. Those are the ones you love, man, because, you know, we all know how we feel about Dallas in this town. They're a good football team. I still think we're better, but we'll find out on the field.
Yeah. Jaws, one other thing, and it's really a next year issue, but I think per league rules it could impact the Eagles in January a bit. Do you worry about two-part question. Next year, do you think Steichen and Gannon are likely gone, given the success the Eagles are having, and how difficult or not it'll be to, you know, find the next crop of guys to replace them? But even this year, I think guys are allowed to interview, especially if you have a bye week.
Correct.
Do you worry about, you know, those guys are clearly going to, at the very least, they're going to get interviews. Could be multiple interviews while the Eagles are in the playoffs. Is that concern you a little bit?
Yes. Based on the performance of their particular units, Jonathan on the defense and Shane on the offense, they will get interviews. You know, what I do not know is how the interview process will go for them. You know, obviously they can handle their particular side of the football. But in the NFL, the head coach is more about coaching offense or coaching defense or coaching special teams. You are basically the face of an organization. You develop that culture. I don't know them well enough where I could say, wow, yeah, they're great, you know, speakers. They command the room. I don't know that, so I wouldn't say that. But what they put on film, I really like. There's discipline. They're well coached. And for what, you know, I'm around the players a lot. I hear great things about both of those guys. So I think obviously they're going to get a lot of interviews. But, yeah. But you know, in today's league, the offensive guys seem to kind of get the edge. You know, everyone likes these dynamic offensive guys. And so I think Jonathan may finish second to Shane if he gets in some of these opportunities.
Jaws, wonderful stuff, man. Looking forward to talking to next week in this, I guess we call it regular season stretch run, and then the playoffs going to be awesome. Thank you, Jaws.
That bye week's going to be critical, Joe.
Oh, they're going to get it. They're going to get it. All right, see you, Jaws. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Jaws. Guys.
All right, there he is, Ron Jaworski. Coming up, some of the twists and turns that led to Trey Turner signing with the Phillies. A really interesting article about this. You know, praise Middleton for putting the money out. Praise the Phillies players for a great October. Praise the fans. Why? I'll tell you next why, specifically in an article that details how the fans played a part in Trey Turner joining the Phils. We'll get to that next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.